In news from Africa, mobs killed at least 5 people and injured 50 in anti-foreigner violence yesterday that has spread through poor suburbs of Johannesburg. Police said the violence, targeting mainly Zimbabweans, erupted after midnight in a slum settlement called Cleveland near the city center. 2 people were burned and 3 others beaten to death. More than 50 were taken to hospitals with gunshot and stab wounds. Gunter Simmermacher is the editor of the South Africa's Southern Cross Catholic newspaper, and he says that xenophobia is not new in South Africa, but this appears to have been more organized.
Those who are being targeted at the moment in the Johannesburg area tend to be mostly Zimbabweans with some Mozambicans and Malawians. But that sort of violence, including murders, have been taking place for quite a while now. And it is all based on a perception that is being created that these people from other parts of Africa are coming to South Africa to take South Africans' jobs, to take their women. And it is basically the same sort of propaganda that has preceded ethnic cleansing all over the world. The sort of violence we're seeing now with houses being burned down on such a large scale certainly is more organized than the ad hoc sort of violence that has been taking place in other parts of the country. So certainly here we have a far more organized anti-foreigner sentiment at work. Whatever one will call the xenophobic attacks in South Africa, they certainly are utterly shameful on South Africa, which is something that politicians have recognized as well. Jacob Zuma, who may very well become the next president of South Africa, made some very strong statements saying that violence against fellow Africans is unacceptable.